Hey, Mr. Knott.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Roy from the... I'm here in the office for...
Okay.
And you remember that memo we sent out about you not being able to draw on the sidewalk with chalk anymore?
Yeah, that was last summer, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was in April, actually, and... I mean, it didn't. The memo didn't expire. You can't go around drawing on the sidewalk with chalk like that.
What are you talking about?
Well, we have you on security camera, and several people reported that they saw you walking around with chalk and drawing things on the sidewalk.
Are you smoking drugs?
Of course not. Well, what kind of
what the hell are you talking about?
Well, first of all, I don't appreciate.
Is this really the landlord's office?
Of course it is, and I don't appreciate the accusation that I'm using drugs. I'm a Christian man.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke, and I'm not using drugs. I'm just calling to let you know you need to cut that out, or we're going to have to issue a cleaning.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that it's a bunch of crap.
I know it's a bunch of crap, and you need to stop doing it. Stop acting like a child.
I've never done that in my life.
Oh,
what are you talking about,
man? You know what? The camera does not lie. We have it right here.
Is that so?
That's right.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Is that so?
Yes, that's very so. You know, the camera does not lie. It sees what it sees. We've got you on.
Well, it didn't see me writing on the sidewalk, dude.
Well, maybe you just forgot you did it because you were high on drugs.
This has got to be a joke.
Oh, you're the joke. You know, you're a grown man going around drawing on the sidewalks.
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I forgive you for writing on our sidewalks,
dude. This is a joke. It's got to be a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I'm forgiving you. You're welcome. I'm forgiving you.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't have to pay the fine. I'm not going to write it down. It's fine.
Who is this?
I forgive you. This is Roy.
Who is this?
It's Roy from the office.
Do I know Roy from the office?
Hell if I know. I'm just saying I forgive you, and I'm not going
to...
I'm not
going to. You got nothing to forgive me for, dude.
Well, just...
Maybe I'll come down there on Monday and you can show me this footage.
Why don't you just say thank you, since I'm not going to charge you the fine?
Because you're full of shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're full of shit. You won't even admit that you did it?
I haven't done anything like that, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we know you have, because it's on the security camera.
Is that so?
Yeah,
show
it's
me.
Still so. Well,
show me.
You want me to show you over the phone?
No, I'll come down Monday. Are you going to be there Monday?
Why not? Why don't you come down tomorrow?
Because I'm busy tomorrow, dude.
What are you doing?
None of your bloody business. I'll come down Monday.
Well, sounds kind of sketchy.
You're in regular business.
Sounds kind of sketchy if you won't tell me what you're doing.
Show me all this crap.
Yeah, I know it's crap. Drawing on the sidewalks is crap.
Hey,
it makes the whole place look ugly.
Listen, dude.
We're not a bunch of hobos like you.
You're out of your mind. I don't know who the hell you are.
I already told you who I am.
This is coming from... It says landlord office, so obviously it's coming from the office.
Yeah, obviously. I wasn't lying about that part, was I?
Lying about what?
I don't know. You're trying to say I'm lying, that I wouldn't really be with the office.
Well, you are lying, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're the one lying.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's definitely so. I have the security camera footage to prove it.
Well, you don't.
You fucking vandal.
Well, you don't have any security footage to prove
it.
Oh,
you'll see. You'll see when you come to the office. We've got all the footage right here.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's right. You don't have to confirm everything I say,
you're
asshole.
You're out of your mind, dude.
You're out of your mind.
Asshole now, eh?
Yeah, well, you know, at least I'm not going around drawing on the sidewalk with chalk.
Yeah,
like a hooligan.
I do. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I've lived here for like, what, 12, 13 years?
That doesn't give you the right. It doesn't give you the right to draw on the sidewalks. They're not your sidewalks.
I'm not drawing on the sidewalk, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, you're just proving to me that you're also a liar in addition to being a vandal.
Is that so?
Yep. I'm confirming. Yes, it is so.
Where's the head office for this company?
Oh, don't worry about
it. The number. Give me the number, dude.
No, you're just gonna come here and
give
see
me
us.
The number, dude.
You're gonna see us on Monday, dude.
Because you're full of crap.
I am not, dude. You're the one that's full of crap, dude.
Don't call back again tonight, there, Roy.
Okay, dude. I won't do it.
We'll be down there on Monday. You can show me all this wondrous footage, this imaginary footage of me writing on a sidewalk.
Yeah. You have fun doing your imaginary stuff tomorrow. That you're so busy, you can't come tomorrow. And...
Dick bastard.
A bullshit fucking person with no balls.
At least I'm not winking at little kids.
big, big bastard. Probably jacking your little Peter right now, Dave.
That's me.
That's your real name.
Oh,
you don't have balls enough to tell me who you are, where you live.
I told you I'm Dave.
Well, what's your name, big boy? What's your name, big boy? That's what I believe.
At least I'm not winking at little kids.
Off,
that's mean.
That's your real name.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 569. Oh, yeah. And today is July 12th, 2019. I'm your host, Brad. And it looks like today's episode is sponsored by the Swedish models Chris J, DeLorean J, Jamie F, and Tokius Pocus. Those are some of the people that support the show on the Patreon and on the other things. We've also got some new supporters like Mark A. and Jesus Luna and David B. Stephen, Derek K. Elizabeth, Kyle T. and Matthias W. Thanks everyone for supporting the show at patreon.com/phonelosers. All of those people were able to hear the hobo-sode that I did on Wednesday where this happened.
What did you say?
I listened to your song and it's really dumb.
What the fuck is it?
This is Big Dave from TuneCore.
No, how the fuck you gotta call me and tell my fucking song is dumb, you stupid ass?
Well, I'm just saying, it's just my opinion. I'm allowed to have an opinion.
Listen, you can't fucking call somebody and tell them that shit. You hear me?
Yeah, but no, I'm allowed to have an opinion. Like, you want honest feedback, right?
Hey. Listen, it's my fucking song, and I like the way it is. I don't need you to fucking tell me anything like that.
Well, you should just accept brutal honesty. It's good for you. It's good for the creative process.
No. You know what? I already took all my fucking songs off for you guys. I don't even fucking like you guys.
That's one of the calls that happened. There's more to it if you want to go listen to it on Patreon. Don't worry, by the way. I called him back a little bit later, or at least Carol did, and I made up with him, and everything was fine by the end. Even after I told him that his rap song was completely ripping off Miley Cyrus, we made peace in the end. So it's fine. No big deal. I think it was on the last show that I mentioned that I was on the Super Phone Brothers show on July 4th, and I said they were a bunch of stupids because they don't archive their show anymore. I was wrong. I forgot. I did the same thing on the last show of theirs I was on. They do archive their shows. It's just on Patreon, and you have to pay $1 a month. That's just because they're being lazy right now. They haven't set up a normal feed. I think Dom told me that they plan to eventually. It'll be up for everyone, but for now, if you want to hear the show that I was on July 4th with the Superphone Brothers, I will put a link to that in the show notes on snowplowshow.com. It's patreon.com/superphonebrothers. They do good shows. They just did one today, so it looks like there's another one up there now. Also, I was on Devin's show once again last night. She didn't do one on Wednesday, so she did one last night instead, and I was on the last half of it. If you want to listen to that, I will have that in the show notes also. I got to do a really fun Goonies-themed call. And you know a show is good if you get to do a Goonies-themed call on it. One more thing, there's a PLA meetup this year. It's happening in just a couple of months, September 7th. The PLA PCN HoboCon 2019 is happening in Chicago, Illinois. There's a Facebook events page for it, which says that it will be at the Emporium Logan Square. I don't think that's right, though. I think it changed. I keep forgetting to ask people. I'll have a link to that in the show notes, and if you happen to be in Chicago around September 7th, be sure to go there and say hello, because I'm going to be there, Dwight's going to be there, at least half of the Super Phone Brothers is going to be there, Laugh Track Matt, and I guess Zax is actually going to fly in again from the UK. We're going to have Carlito and Jag TV, Wasted Memory, Riley Mix, Buster Casey, who else? Dwight's going to be there, Jack Heliquin's going to be there, I think Jack's going to be there. I think he said he's going to be there. G-Ad from Calls of Mass Confusion and some other people are saying they're going to be there, but I have my doubts because some of them are in other countries and Zax is the only one crazy enough to come in from another country. Who else would do that?
I'm calling Crossroad. This is Paula. How can I help you?
Hey, Paula. I'm a tenant here.
Hey.
Hi. And I needed to let you know that I installed a license plate reader at the entrance, just so you know, like, it's just so, it'll report to me if certain license plates pops up on it.
Okay. Hold on for a moment. Let me, I'm going to let you speak with Londa, okay?
Okay.
And let her know that.
All right.
Hold on. Londa.
Uh-oh.
This is Londa.
Hey, Londa. I'm a tenant here.
You're a resident?
Yep, a resident, I guess. Tenant, resident, whatever.
What's your name?
Edgar.
What's your apartment number, Edgar?
I don't know. Is it 117, I think, maybe?
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, I installed a license plate reader at both of the entrances on each side of the street, just so I'll know when certain cars are nearby. So I just, like, if you guys notice that, you know, like, where it
so
is.
What do you mean? You installed something on the property?
Yeah, it's just a little bitty, it's like a little camera that recognizes license plate numbers, and it'll send me a text if my enemies are nearby.
Where did you install them?
Just, you know, right where people drive in. It's
barely in the ground?
It's barely even noticeable. It's you know, just among the shrubbery.
Okay. Well, you know, we do have landscapers, and they might beat them up or run over them.
I wrote "do not touch" on them. I put a little label on it that says "do not touch."
Okay, well, basically, you can't just do whatever you want on the property. You realize that, right?
But it's just a little camera thing. It's just to record every single license plate that comes on the property.
You can't do that.
Why not?
You're not authorized to. We just don't operate that way, dear.
It's not hurting anything. It's just for me.
Excuse me. No, the property won't like that. No one can have a camera taking pictures of everything outside of their unit. They just don't allow that.
Oh no, it's not outside my unit. It's way over there by the entrance.
Can't do it.
It's like every single car that drives in this place is going to have their license plate recorded by me.
No, no.
Uh huh. That's how it works.
No.
It's got AI, so I've been logging all the license plate numbers and who they belong to, so I know like
why.
Just so I know.
Why are you doing it?
Well, it's just cool software, you know. Like you can create a database.
Sir, no.
And
Edgar, whoever you are, we don't allow that.
Oh well, I already did it, so I guess it's fine.
Well, I'll go remove them from the street then.
No, you can't. Like, if you do, I'll just put one in the tree.
Are you trying just to harass me?
No, I'm not harassing you. I'm just letting you know. I was trying to be nice and let you know.
And I'm telling you, no, sir, you can't do that. You can't put your camera equipment on our property.
Well, what are you doing that's so sketchy that you don't want me to know when you come and go?
It's not that what we're doing, it's you're doing. You cannot videotape on our property, whenever you want, however you want. It doesn't work that way. Well, and number two, I don't have an Edgar in your apartment number, so I'm a little concerned about that.
It's not recording. It's just snapping pictures of license plate numbers, and then it puts them into a database and alerts me when certain people show up.
No. So if you're trying to track someone or stalk someone,
no,
we won't allow it.
No, it's just for when my enemies get nearby, like if they figure out where I live. I just want to know if they're here.
I'm hanging up in this conversation right now.
Why?
Thank you for calling.
Why? So there was this story not too long ago. I think I read it on this show about an apartment complex, or maybe it was a homeowners association. They set up license plate reader cameras where everybody would drive in and they'd get their license plate numbers recorded. You know, just as a security measure. No big deal. Nothing to worry about. And the residents were pretty pissed off about that, I guess. I'm too lazy to go look up that article now, but it turns out it's not just the residents of a neighborhood that get upset about it. Apartment managers don't seem to like it either. You'd think they'd appreciate this and keep the whole area more secure and stuff.
Thank you for calling. This is Andrea. How can I help you?
Hey, Andrea. I'm a resident here.
Yes, sir.
And I just needed to let you know that I've installed some license plate readers at the entrances. So I'll be able to see the license plate number. It logs the license plate numbers of everyone that comes and goes. So if you see these little cameras, just don't bother them, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. And you're in which unit, sir?
237.
No.
But no, it's not at my unit. It's at the entrance of the entire complex. Yeah, both of them. So anybody that brings their car in, they're going to have their license plate logged.
Okay, and I'm sorry, your name is?
Michael.
Michael, okay.
Yep.
Okay, I don't have anyone in that unit with that name, sir, so I'm just unsure or familiarize what that's about.
Oh, I just stay on the couch. It's no big deal.
All right, Mr. Michael. Thank you, sir.
But oh no, no, my first name is Michael. It's not Mr. Michael.
It was out of respect, sir.
Oh, that's a little weird, Mr. Michael. It sounds like
okay,
you're
you
patronizing me.
Installed license plate cameras?
Yeah, not cameras exactly. They just kind of snap pictures of the license plate numbers and log them into a database.
Okay, and did you have our permission to be able to install those, sir?
No, that's why I'm calling you. I just don't want you to take them down. I've got them hidden really well, so they're like in the bushes.
Okay, but you can't put anything without our authorization.
Yeah, but you know, it's just a license plate logger. It's not like a real camera. It's not.
Okay, and what is this in regards though?
What do you mean?
What's the reason behind you installing them?
Oh, it's just so I'll know when my enemies are nearby.
Okay, Michael.
Okay.
All right, I'll let my boss know, okay?
Okay, is your boss there? Can I talk to the man?
He's not. He's not in the office.
Oh, darn. Okay.
All right, I appreciate you calling us.
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. Have a nice day.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling. This is Kenda. How can we help you?
Hey, Kenda. I'm a resident here.
Yeah.
And I wanted to let you know that I installed license plate logging cameras all over the property.
Okay.
So if you see any of these little white cameras, just don't bother them. They're fine. It's all on
okay.
the up and up.
And you installed them where?
Just in a few places, mostly by the entrances. So it can it can just log every car that goes in and off and on of the property.
Okay. Let me put you on hold just one second. What apartment are you in?
Which apartment number?
Yeah, what apartment are you in?
2108.
Okay. And what type of cameras again are they?
They're license plate logging cameras. So they log every license plate that goes in or out to a database, and it'll text my phone if my enemies are nearby.
Okay, hold on just one second, okay?
Okay.
Is there a reason that you're doing that or you need to do that?
Just so when I know when my enemies are nearby.
What do you mean by enemies?
Everyone has enemies. And, you know, if they figure out where I live and they come up into the apartment complex, I'll get a text on my phone. Like, they're here.
Right.
They're
but
ready.
That's right. But that's installing it onto our building. So let me patch you through to Ginger and y'all can discuss that and make sure that's okay.
All
right.
It's not on the building. I hit them all really well, like in the bushes and stuff.
But still, that's on our property.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not on the building.
Right, but let me patch you through to Ginger and she can talk to you. Hold on.
All right.
Help you.
Hey, Ginger.
Hi.
Hey.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Ben. Yeah, she just, I don't know why she wanted me to talk to you. I was just letting her know about the license plate logging cameras that I installed.
Okay, Ben, what's your apartment number?
2108.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you've installed cameras where?
Just, you know, various places. They're mainly at the entrances. It's they log the license plate numbers of every car going in or out of the complex. And then it logs them all to a database on my computer.
Okay, but you've got it, like, on our property, not within your patio area that you're leasing?
Oh, no. No, it's like at the entrances of, you know, where the cars drive in. It's so I'll know when the cars are coming in.
Okay. It's just that you've got it on our property. It's not even on, like, the space. Like, if it was on, if you had a patio, if it were within your patio, then I could see that's okay because it's within your space that you're renting, but you're putting it on our property.
Hmm. Well, do you own the tree that's across the street from the entrance, or is that someone else?
Across the street from the entrance.
Yeah, do you own property across the street?
You mean where the other apartment complex, the apartment apartments are? Yeah, that's our property.
Ah, darn it. Okay, because one of them I mounted in that tree with a telephoto lens pointing directly at the, you know, the driveway where people pull in.
Right.
So, yeah, I was hoping that would be a loophole.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, it you can't do it, like, on our property.
Well, I already did it,
though. It has to only be in... Well, undo it, please.
No. I spent money on this thing. I like, got these cameras and software.
Yeah. It sounds really cool and very sophisticated and all, but...
Yep.
Yeah. I wish you'd called and asked first before you spent the money.
Well, yeah, but if I did that, you guys would have said no. So, look...
So why are you telling us what you did?
Well, I just didn't want you to be concerned if you found the cameras. But it doesn't matter. I hid them all really well, so I'll just leave them. It's fine. Just maybe if you find them, you could just tell me.
Okay.
Because they're not hurting. They're not hurting anything. They're just logging all the cars that go in and out.
Okay. Okay, Ben, I'm going to pretend that we didn't have this conversation.
Okay, yeah, let's just keep it hush-hush in between us.
Okay, thank you, Ben.
Uh-huh, sure.
Bye.
And I've got a recording of this conversation, so if they ever try to kick me out, I'll be like, oh, Ginger said it was fine. Here's the recording.
I didn't say that.
Well, in a roundabout way, you sort of did.
I did. Either I did or I didn't, so.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye, Ben.
Bye. Wow, Ginger's awesome. She's just willing to look the other way. She's not concerned with some crazy tenant putting up cameras everywhere. Or not cameras, just license plate loggers. It's totally different, you know. I want to try that one at least one more time to see where it goes.
This is Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. I'm a tenant here. And I wanted to let you guys know that I put up some license plate logging cameras near the entrances. It's going to just show me like every license plate number that leaves or comes into the property.
Okay, give me just a second, okay?
All right.
What's your name?
Roy.
Roy? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for holding. This is Danny. Can I help you?
Hey, Danny. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Roy who?
Yep. And
no,
I was
Roy
just calling.
Who?
Yeah, I'm a tenant here.
What's your apartment number?
Oh, my apartment number is 6047.
And your name?
Roy.
Roy and, what?
No, who? I'm a person.
Your and, last name?
Yes, it is. So I was just calling to let you know that I put up...
What is your first and last name?
Roy.
Roy is your first and last name.
No, don't be a smartass. You were like, Roy what? I said it's Roy
who. No, I'm asking you. Roy, okay. What is your last name?
No, it's not a what. It's Roy who is your last name.
No, it's not who is your last name. What is your last name?
No, my last name is not what. That would imply that I'm a thing, not a person. I'm Roy who.
Are you kidding me right now?
No. I don't, like, why are you giving me problems? I'm just trying to let you know about something.
Go ahead.
Okay. I installed some license plate logging cameras at the entrance of the apartment complex.
That's not okay.
Why not?
Because that's not your property to do that to.
Yeah, but they're not hurting anything. They're just in the bushes and stuff. Like, you can't even see them.
You can't just do that without permission.
Okay, well, it's not a big deal. It's just logging license plate numbers. You know, if anything, if there's anything ever needs to be investigated around here, you can ask me.
No.
And I'll be like, yep, I can tell you who
was
here.
We can't do that. But you're not on a lease here.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, tell me your full name, please.
Roy who?
Your last name is not who.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I'm Vietnamese. H-U. Like, are you racist or something?
Excuse me?
What are you being racist for? Do you hate Vietnamese people?
Are you pranking me right now?
Oh, is that your defense for when you're a racist?
Excuse me?
Why are you being a racist?
Okay, I'm not being a racist. I'm going to hang up now because I don't know who you are.
Well, you're being kind of... you just said you don't know who I am. Very funny. You're being kind of... Holy shit. I like Ginger a lot better than that lady. She is grouchy. Okay, just one more of that type of prank. Just one more, that's all. That'll be my very last one.
Elizabeth, this is Nina. How may I help you?
Hey, Nina. I'm a resident here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was calling to let you know that I put some license plate reading cameras up at the end of each street. You know, it just logs their license plate number.
Uh-huh.
And it, sends them all to a database on my computer.
You're a tenant here?
Yep. So, if you see the cameras, just don't worry about them. I've got them hidden pretty well. They're, in the bushes and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think you have the authority to do that.
No, it's just a little camera. It's not a big deal. They're not even plugged into any power or anything. They're all battery operated. It's fine. I've got one.
What's your apartment number?
It's 627.
Okay, can you give me 1 second?
Okay, what you doing?
I need to speak to the manager.
Okay.
This is Javita.
Hey, Javita.
Can I help you?
Oh, I don't know. I think someone else is already helping me.
Actually, she said you need to speak with me.
Oh, I don't know why. I was just letting her know that I put up some license plate logging cameras on each end of the street where I live. It just logs everyone's license plate number that drives on the street and sends it to a database on my computer.
Did you put them on the property? I'm sorry, I'm just really confused.
Yeah, I hid them in the bushes.
Here on the property?
Yeah, well, in the bushes, like out kind of by the sidewalk. It's like by the street. So it captures every license plate number and logs it. So I know whenever certain people are nearby. And like if anyone's on my hot list, it'll text message my cell phone.
What do you mean hot list? I'm just very confused.
Oh, my enemies, my ex-girlfriends, my ex-wife, stuff like that.
Yeah, if it's on our property, you can't put anything without our permission.
Yeah, but they're hidden. They're in the bushes. Like, you can't even see them.
It doesn't matter, sir. You just told me that they're there, so I have to tell you that.
Take them out. They're already set up. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
If we see them, we are going to take them out, so you may want to take them out first.
No, they're hidden really well, so I don't think you'll find them in there. It's for security. It's not a big deal. You're acting like it's a big deal.
There's certain laws and anything. Can you leave your name and the phone number, and we can call you if we have any questions?
Sure, yeah. Yep, that's fine. This is Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
It's 972-420-6969.
Are you a resident here? Or?
Yep. Apartment 627.
Okay.
Yep. But, it's good security, you know, like if there's any problems.
Yeah, I do understand this. It's just, I think there's certain laws or something. I don't know. I'm not very familiar with that subject, so I don't want to say anything because I just simply don't know.
Yeah. I'm compiling.
But I will speak to my manager on Monday.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm compiling a database of everyone's license plate numbers in the neighborhood. So, like, you know, it'll give me their names whenever they drive up on the street. Like there's this one girl down the street. I'm into her. Got a crush on her, and her name's Jennifer, and like it always texts me, Jennifer's home, so I can conveniently walk by and say, oh, howdy, Jennifer. Nice weather we're having.
Gotcha. You know, well, that's, yeah.
Cool.
Well, that kind of sounds like you're stalking her.
I'm not stalking her. No, nothing like that. No, it's just, I just have a crush on her, that's all.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Well, that may be like a privacy. There may be privacy law where you're not allowed to do it. But again, I'm not familiar with the subject. So I'm going to talk to my manager on Monday, and I will get back with you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to put your license plate in there so I know when you come and go.
Oh, great. thank you so much. I will get back with you on Monday.
Like if I'm having a party or something, if I see you guys coming, I can tell everyone to quieten down. Sorry, it was just a thought that popped into my head.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I will get back with you on Monday, okay?
All right. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. These apartment people are going to be looking in the bushes at their entrances, looking for these little cameras, which is kind of hilarious. They'll probably send someone out there searching for hours for these cameras that don't exist. Anyway, time to move on to a new idea. I'm tired of that one.
Thank you for calling. This is Liz. How can I help you?
Hey, Liz. I'm a resident here.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to find out, do you pay for the water? Does the apartment pay for the water here?
We pay the whole bill, and then it gets allocated out to the residents.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure on that, because I've rigged up my toilet so it flushes constantly, 24/7.
Okay.
So I don't have to clean it anymore.
Gotcha.
So it's just going to flush 24 hours a day from now on. I was afraid that'd get expensive.
If it does, we'll notice on the water bills, and we'll let you know.
Okay, all right. But I'm not going to change it or anything. It's 1310.
Okay.
Should we ask a man about this?
I'm sorry?
Should we ask a man about this, maybe?
I mean, it's probably going to increase that building's water bill. That's a lot of water. Let me talk to our property manager, because she does all of our billing.
Yeah, it'll be everyone, though, so it'll be all. It won't be that bad for me.
Okay, she said we're going to keep an eye on the water bill, because that's definitely going to increase it. We'll see how much it goes up, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, I'm doing the same thing with the shower, too.
Is this a joke?
No, why would I joke?
Okay.
Why don't they care?
This is Sherry. Can I help you?
Oh, hey, Sherry. I'm a tenant here. I was just letting her know that I'm running the toilet 24/7 now. It just flushes constantly. It's just
What apartment are you in?
It's just so I don't have to clean it anymore.
What apartment are you in?
The apartment number?
What apartment are you in? So I know where to see it, you know, where I can monitor this and keep an eye out for it and see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's 4101.
4101?
Yep.
Well, I don't really think you're in 4101 because that apartment's empty.
Okay. Well, I was lying. I just don't want you to know where I am. I just, because, I didn't know if you'd be upset about the toilet running constantly.
Okay. Well, what's basically going to happen when I have something like this is going to happen is we have ways to monitor a building when we have an increase in water.
Mm-hmm.
So it pretty much tells me what building when the water does increase, and what we end up doing is we walk every single unit to see if we have a leak or not.
Well, I don't think it'll increase that much because I'm just flushing the toilet. It just flushes by itself every 3 minutes.
No, it will definitely increase your bill. It will definitely increase. I know how the water system works.
Maybe you pay for the water. So there's nothing in the lease that says I can't flush my toilet constantly.
I was just letting you know, I mean, like I said, once we get our water billing and I have an increase, we do walk every apartment in that building to find out if, you know, if we do have a leak or what the problem is. We've done it before, and we'll do it again.
Okay, but there's no leak. I'm just flushing the toilet constantly. I rigged it up, so it does it by itself. Okay. It's on a timer.
Okay, that's what you want to do. That's fine.
Okay, and I leave the shower running 24/7 also, so I don't have to clean that.
Okay. Okay.
And the sink?
Anything else?
The sink also.
Okay, when you flood one of my apartments and I have to find out about it, you will be charged for a lease violation when you flood one of my apartments.
But I'm not flooding anything. It's just
we'll flood one of them.
No,
okay,
I'm just
have
I'm
a
just,
good day. Goodbye.
I'm just running the water. I completely forgot what apartment number I told the girl before, so I guess I gave her a bad one the second time around. I think I've done that idea before, but some guy named Steve Wilson on Reddit wrote that I should set up my toilet to flush constantly. That way I never have to clean it. And plus, it's just gross to shit into stale water, which is a good point. That is kind of gross. Who wants to do that? Ew.
Thank you for calling the Leasing Center. This is Rihanna. How can I help you?
Hey, Rihanna. I'm a tenant here. I have a question.
Okay.
Do you pay for the water, or do we pay for the water?
For what property are you calling for?
The departments.
You have to turn on your water at the city of
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just wasn't sure. Also, I replaced my toilet. Do you want the old toilet, or should I just throw that in the dumpster?
Yeah, you replaced the toilet. Did you ask for your toilet to be replaced?
You know, I can't even hear you because you're on this shitty speakerphone thing. It's hard to hear you. It just sounds like garbage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you,
Don't change it or anything. Huh, what?
Hold on. Did you ask for your toilet to be replaced, or did you just, like, replace it?
I just replaced it.
He just replaced his own toilet.
How do they not hear me? I'm on fucking speaker.
You know what? You don't have to talk to that way to my staff. You understand?
Hey, shut the fuck up, lady. I'm not talking to you. Get off my phone call. Here, let me call back. I'll try to speak more of their language.
Thank you for calling the Leasing Center. How can we help you?
Hey there. So do you want that toilet back, or, you know, what should I do with it?
Hello?
I was just calling about that toilet. You want that toilet back?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. Can you not hear me? What's the problem?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, I took it off speaker. It sounds better now. So do you want that toilet back?
No, you can keep it.
Okay.
You can keep it.
All right. I put one of those Indian toilets in. She doesn't care about my story. I'm sorry to those of you who have headphones. I'll probably lower that a little bit when I edit the show, so it doesn't do to your headphones what it just did to mine. Man, that really hurt.
Thank you for calling. This is Brittany. May I help you?
Hey, Brittany. I'm a resident here. And
hey.
I have a question.
I hopefully have an answer.
I was wondering, do you guys pay for the water?
We do not. That's the resident's responsibility.
Okay, that's all right. That wasn't my real question. I replaced my toilet.
You did what?
I replaced my toilet. I have a new toilet now. I was wondering, do you guys want the old toilet? Or should I just throw that in the dumpster?
Is this a joke?
No. Why would I joke?
You can't replace your toilet.
No, I can. I've used to do plumbing for a living. So it was really easy.
Yeah, but you're under a lease contract. You don't own the home. You rent it from us.
Yeah,
so
no.
You cannot change it.
Oh, too
you
late.
You put the old one back.
I did it. No, I can't put it back. Because I had to cut the pipe down and everything because the pipe was sticking up out of the floor.
What's your unit number?
Oh, my unit number. It's 4027. I thought you were being dirty.
Oh, no. Yeah, you will be charged for that. You can't just take it. Yeah, you can't take our toilet out and replace it with your own.
No, I put a better toilet in. I put one of those toilets in from India.
Tell me, you're kidding, right? This is,
no.
I'm being punked, right?
Why would
this
I kid?
Not real.
I wouldn't kid about this. No, I'm a Christian.
Okay, well, first of all, you're not in 4027, so...
Why do you say I'm not in 4027?
Who is this?
Adam.
Okay, so I'm... Do you live here or no?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just... I need to know your real number, then.
My real apartment number?
Mm-hmm.
It really is 4027. Why don't you think I'm Adam?
Because I know my residence.
Okay. Well, you don't know him very well, because I replaced the toilet.
Okay, well, you'll be charged for it, okay?
I ain't paying for shit. I should charge you, because I put a better toilet in. This whole Indian toilet thing is not working out. I don't know why. It's an idea from Hanno Schnabelgay on Reddit. He left a comment on one of the shows about Indian toilets. He says, Indian toilets in India don't use toilet paper. See, I changed my toilet to save on toilet paper. And I really want to try that if someone will listen to me.
Properties, how can I help you?
Hello, this is Donald Godfrex, and I'm a tenant here at Valley Apartments. I have a question for you.
What? Why'd she hang up? I don't understand.
Hello?
Hey, how come you hung up on me?
Who is this?
My name's Donald Godfrex. I'm a tenant here at Valley Apartments. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What'd you hang up on me for?
Who is this?
My name is Donald. This is the third time I've told you. Like, how come you hung up? I'm a tenant here. What? What am I doing wrong?
Hello?
Hey, I'm a tenant here. I have a question.
Okay, what's the question?
But why do you keep hanging up on me? I don't understand. Am I doing something wrong?
What is the question?
The question is, how come you keep hanging up on me?
Why did you call in the first place?
To tell you that I replaced my toilet, and I would need to know if you want the old toilet.
What apartment?
Are you just in a bad mood today? I mean, wow, I'm just asking a question.
What apartment are you in?
Number one.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you didn't answer the question, though.
Sure.
Sure what? What was that all about? What did I do? She must know Donald or something.
Creek Apartments.
Hello, I'm a resident here.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to find out if you want my old toilet, because I replaced the toilet today. So I have an extra toilet.
Okay.
And if you don't
Who
want,
is this?
My name is Chris. And if you don't want Chris, it, I'll just throw it on. I'll throw it in the dumpster. It won't be a problem. I just thought you might.
Well, okay. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
What apartment are you in?
222.
Okay. Hang on. Something's not right.
What do you mean?
Okay. I am talking to the manager over at Creek. And she said somebody just called her and told her that's the same thing.
Oh, that's odd. What are the odds of that?
And just told her the same thing, that they just replaced their toilet.
That's crazy.
Yeah, replace the toilet and the tile.
It's like,
did you replace the tile, too?
No. Why would I do that?
Well, that's why I decided this was... I wanted to look to see what apartment number you was in so I could check your name. But you are Chris. It's in... But that's what the guy over at the apartments just called her and told her he had replaced his toilet and his tile in his bathroom and wanted to know what she wanted him to do with the toilet.
Holy
and
shit.
And it's weird. I know.
It's the darndest thing.
Yeah.
So,
and so that's why I just thought, okay, is this some kind of prank that's going on?
What? No.
Okay. Well, you're really not supposed to do anything like that without, you know, asking first.
Oh, you don't say. Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, darn.
So, let me get a hold of the maintenance man, and I'll send him over there.
Well, there's no fixing it now because, you know, I put in one of those Indian toilets.
What's that?
It's basically just a hole in the ground that you just squat over.
No.
Basically, I just removed the toilet, and that's it. It's an Indian toilet.
We can't do that.
No, it's cool. I'm cool with the culture over there. I don't use toilet paper anymore. I'm going to save a lot of money on toilet paper.
Okay, what is going on here? Who is this? Because they told her the same exact thing.
It's like a mirror universe over at that place.
Yeah, it is.
That's the weirdest thing. That's mm-hmm. so weird.
They just told, whoever this was, just told my daughter the same thing over at the apartment. So, who is this? What's going on?
I feel, like, violated because it seems like somebody's watching what I'm doing or something. How would they know all this stuff?
Yep. Exactly.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I'm freaked out.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
So, you don't want the toilet? Is that what you're saying? I can just throw it in
the
dumpster?
Well, no, I don't want you throwing that toilet away. I'll get the maintenance man to come get it.
I'm just going to throw it in the dumpster.
No, you can't do that.
No, I'm just like, forget it. This is weirding me out. I'm just,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to deal with anyone there now. I'm just going to throw in the dumpster.
No, you can't do that.
It's going in the dumpster.
You'll get evicted if you do.
No, I don't want to get evicted. I've got an Indian toilet now.
Okay. Well, that's fine. But, I'll be getting back with you though.
Who's that talking on the radio? What are they talking about?
Well, that's the manager over at the other complex.
On the radio? Like you talked through walkie-talkies?
She's on a speakerphone.
Oh, that's annoying.
Well, sorry.
You probably sound like crap to her. She can probably barely hear you. Just get on the phone like a normal person. Just pick up the phone. It's not that hard. Get a headset.
Well, I did it to answer this phone here, and I put her on speaker because I wanted her to hear this conversation as well.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So she can hear me right now? Hey, lady, can you hear me? I don't think she can hear me. It's not working.
No.
Who's she talking to?
She's talking to somebody that's in her office.
Oh, who is, which person? Who is it?
I don't know.
Find out. Ask real quick.
No, that's okay.
Why not?
That's all right.
I'm throwing the toilet in the dumpster.
Well, no, you can't do that. I'm fixing to send the maintenance man.
I've got it
there.
On a dolly right now. I'm going to wheel it out to the dumpster really fast.
Okay.
I'm going to beat the maintenance man.
Okay.
It's going in the dumpster.
You go for it.
I don't want an American toilet. Those are wasteful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're going to save a lot of money because I was flushing my toilet constantly before.
Yeah.
I had it set up on a timer.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It's good for everyone. It's good for the earth. It's good for me. Good for the apartments.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right.
I love you. No, she hung up. She didn't hear me profess my love. So the call that she's referring to, I'm pretty sure I'm going to delete that one because it didn't work out. Not that that one worked out either, because I really want someone to have an issue with my Indian toilet, because of course I'm going to have to call them racist if they do.
Shady Wood.
Hey, I'm a tenant here. I have a question.
Okay.
I replaced my toilet today. I was wondering if you would like my old toilet, or should I just throw it in the dumpster?
What number are you in?
Which apartment number?
Yes.
48.
Okay.
And, yep, I can just dispose of it myself into the dumpster if you'd prefer.
Okay. So, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. So I'm just not going to have a toilet anymore. I just have a hole in the ground.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it's like an Indian-style toilet.
Oh, no, then don't throw it away.
Why?
Why did you do that?
Why? I don't have room to keep it in here. I don't have any storage space.
Uh, 48.
Yep.
Are you Vasquez?
Yeah, that's me. Yep. I just wanted an Indian style toilet.
I'm gonna send my husband down there.
For what?
Y'all can talk about it.
No, okay.
He'll
cool.
know what to do with the toilet.
Well, you can just tell me. Just
think
ask.
He wants to throw away the toilet because if y'all move out, then we won't have a toilet in there.
No, there's a toilet. It's just an Indian style toilet. It's basically just a hole in the ground.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to save on toilet paper by using a squat toilet.
Oh, okay. Don't throw it away.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, because it's going to save money too, because it doesn't flush anymore. There's no flush.
Okay.
It's just, you know, there's just a pipe hanging off of the wall now.
He's going to come down there and look at it and check it out.
No, just tell him. I'll just bring it over. I don't want anyone to come in right
I'm
now.
I'm telling you, he's coming down there to look at it.
No, I don't want him to come over. Tell him not to come over. I don't have pants on.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
He has taken the toilet out and put in what he's calling an Indian-style toilet that doesn't need to be flushed. And he wants to know what to do with the toilet he took out. This is
Hello.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I'm just going to... Should I just throw the toilet in the dumpster?
I'm leaving the office. I'm coming down there now.
No, it's cool. I'm not dressed right now. I can't answer the door. I just wanted to find out, should I throw this old toilet in the dumpster? It's not even that nice of a toilet.
It was working.
Well, I know, but I don't want it in here. I'll save money.
You're the one that took it out. It's not to be thrown away.
Okay, well, I don't have storage in my apartment for a toilet, so...
Well, I don't... Guess what? I don't either.
Well, I'm...
You asked us that before you ever took it out.
Can I put it out front by my air conditioning unit?
No, you cannot.
I can plant flowers in it?
No, you cannot.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, because I don't want this toilet in here.
Why didn't you ask me before taking it out?
Well, don't yell at me. I wanted an Indian-style toilet. I visited India recently, as you know, and...
Oh, well, if you want an Indian-style toilet, buy a house and put one in it.
No, I'm just going to have one in my apartment. I don't want to buy a house. That's why I rent.
I tell you what, no, you don't understand the system. I'm coming down there. You might as well get some clothes on.
No, like, don't come in here because I don't have pants on. Sir? Hello?
Shadywood.
What is he so grouchy for? Oh, my gosh.
Well, when you take things apart, you take things apart in the building that we own.
Yeah.
You get that?
Well, I didn't take it apart. I just removed it.
You disconnected it from the building. And you're in 48, right?
I don't want him to come in here because he's going to notice that I run my shower 24/7. I removed the knob. So it just runs.
Why are you doing that?
It's to clean the shower, so I don't have to clean it anymore. It just cleans itself.
Are you taking something? Are you on something?
No, why would you ask that?
Because nobody does that.
Well, I do. No, I march to the beat of my own drum, you know, and I just figured it'd be better to...
We've got a... okay.
It's a time saver. Well, there we go, Hanno Schnabelgay from Reddit. Your idea finally worked, sort of. I don't know. They still don't appreciate the savings of toilet paper and water. I'm just trying to reduce my carbon footprint here, that's all. And they're acting like I destroyed the entire complex. Whatever. I've had enough of these. Let's listen to some voicemails.
Hello, Snowplow Show. It is Micro Corgi, and I actually have a little bit of a product review.
Hey,
on
Micro
the,
Corgi.
Hang Up the Phone Show from July 3rd, there was somebody asking about Yamaha mixers, and neither of you had ever used them.
Who would?
So I figured I would put in my two cents. I have a Yamaha 16-channel mixer. I can't remember what the model number is, but it's fantastic. I upgraded from a Behringer, and it has absolutely no noise. Everything that comes through is crystal clear. It's just perfect to use. My band even uses one for our practice setups. So I would massively recommend a Yamaha mixer if you can find one for a good price.
Okay.
Micro Corgi out.
Great.
Micro Corgi? No, I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry.
Great review, Micro Corgi. I think he said Behringer mixers are the best. You know, I would play that voicemail on the Hang Up the Phone show. The stupid Google Voice, they don't have folders. There's no way to organize these voicemails. I can't make a folder that says Hang Up the Phone and just throw it in there and play it on that show. So you guys that don't listen to Hang Up the Phone just have to hear that stuff, I guess.
All right, Brad. This is Neo Webb.
Hey.
I just sent you, again, an email that's called Telechallenge 2018 Walkthrough. 2018.
Oh, thank you.
With a link in it. For the 2018 Telechallenge.
That's great.
Right up your alley. I'm trying to give it to you. All capital letters. Let me know what you think about it.
Okay.
Pretty cool, man. Bye.
Thanks for the email. You sent it to me twice because I didn't respond to the email. I'm not too good at responding to emails. I mean, I will eventually, but if you sent it to me once, then I have it. I just haven't actually read it yet, or maybe I have. And
hello, Rock,
a lot of email.
Brad, Pimp Coiner.
Hello.
This is your main man, Rico Rocks, leaving another voicemail for you, bud. So,
Hi.
Yeah, man, I'm getting out there. I'm doing all the good things. I walked home from work tonight, even though I have a vehicle. I walked in to and from work listening to the Snowplow Show. So it's all good there, getting my mind already good, thanks to the fact I listen to the goddamn Snowplow Show. But I actually have a joke. I actually invented this one myself. So okay. Here it comes.
Hurry up.
What kind of party does a payphone go to?
I don't know. What kind of party does a payphone go to?
A payphone party.
Ah, ha, ha.
All right, yeah.
That was a great one.
So 420 Blaze It, Bag It, Cactus, Texas, Cactus, Texas.
Get it, everyone? A foam party? Like that one show I did years ago?
Hello. This is Onish Prank calling you, right? I heard the other day you tried to say I steal from you, fat boy. Play
no,
my
I
stuff
didn't.
On the air with not my permission, right? I come for you, going to kill you today.
Crap.
You watch your tail. Now hang up the fucking phone, you hang it up.
All right, a death threat from Onage Pranks. Thanks, Onage Pranks.
Hey, it's Brandon.
Hey.
From Pennsylvania.
That's
so
nice.
I left a voicemail, I don't know, maybe like almost a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Calling you, motherfucker.
Calling what?
What? You are. You're a motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
I'm sorry if I did not play your previous voicemail where you called me a motherfucker. I won't make that mistake again.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hello.
So, I wanted to give you some feedback on today's show that you just played before this voicemail. Well, you know, that one call that you did, that was pretty good. I have to give you that. That
Thanks.
Was an entertaining call.
Thank you.
Okay? But then there's that other one that you played.
I appreciate
now, that.
Now, that
one, it wasn't quite as good as, at least, as, it wasn't quite as good as the other one that I talked about.
What do you mean call I played? Like I'm playing calls, like I'm not making them live? Is that what you're suggesting?
And then there's a voicemail you just played, and I don't know if it was a girl or if it just sounded like a girl, but sure enough, Brad, you got pretty flustered there. Just like I talked about,
that last guy.
Flustered. You kind of hear it in your voice.
Last guy was a girl. Okay, thanks, Crimson.
Brad, pick up. Pick up. No, I'm just kidding. I know it's the voicemail. But actually, you should do a show. It's been around 4 days. I know you're busy, but it's been a while. Just waiting for that new Snowplow show to come out.
Sorry.
Hope you're probably editing one right now, or maybe you'll do a live show. But
how'd you know? I am editing one right now. You know, one thing you can do, so you don't have to wait for shows, is sign up on the Patreon. There's an extra show every
gotta
week.
Have this, we have to re-up our prank call collection, humor, whatever.
Yeah.
So do a show.
That's what we
all
need
right,
to do.
Bye.
You know, you could sign up for $5 a month and download all of the Hobosodes and then cancel. And then every time you're feeling like I'm not doing enough shows, just listen to a Hobosode or two. There's 189 of them now.
Hi, Brad. This is Norwegian Scabies.
Hey, Norwegian
I was thinking
skaters.
For your lost blind man in the store. How about a pet store or a zoo?
A zoo?
And you could come up with all fun kinds of sound effects. And
okay, thanks for the voicemail.
Okay.
You know what's weird? As I was listening to that voicemail, I noticed my cell phone turned on, and there is a definition on the screen for scabies. I think my cell phone misunderstood what I said and thought I was asking what scabies were. So now I'm probably going to get targeted ads from Google on how to get rid of my scabies. Thanks a lot for that.
Good morning, Brad. How you doing?
Great.
It's Corbin.
Hey, Corbin.
Yeah. So anyhow, I missed the IRC. And it would be really cool if you actually fixed the fucking voice bridge.
Bunch of assholes over there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What voice bridge?
It's like where I met Don Fickles and shit. Was on your fucking voice bridge before you broke it. And
I didn't break it. I had to take it down because that service that I used to use, the one called IP Call, they gave me unlimited incoming phone lines, and it was amazing. And I really missed that. They went out of business. Because apparently that's not a good business model to give away free unlimited incoming phone lines. So now I have to pay for each channel, each phone line. So if they're all busy with people just sitting in there on a conference, then nobody else will be able to call in. Right now there's just three lines going in. Well, five, I guess, technically, because I have two different numbers. one with three lines and one with two. I don't really know what to do about that. I don't know why there's not a service out there that offers more lines for a price. Like, I can get a bunch of separate numbers coming into my system, but that's a big pain in the ass if everyone has to use different phone numbers. I want just one phone number, or maybe two. Does anyone out there know of any services that give you, like, five or six lines? Seems like about 10 lines would be plenty. But, you know, like on my call-in show nights, if the lines are all filled up with people just sitting on the conference, then nobody would be able to call in. And I know I can use different lines for different things. I don't know. It's just all complicated right now. It sucks.
Not hack your answering machines anymore. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You're fucking lousy. You're a lousy host.
I know.
Fucking, like, learn some fucking home manners.
And, like, right now, I don't know what CallCentric's problem is, but half the time you call it, and it says the line's disconnected. Other times it works. I keep meaning to talk to technical support about that, but I've been busy lately. Sorry.
Hey, Brad, it's Connor, fellow Oregonian, moved to Chicago.
You're not a fellow Oregonian, then, are you?
Just wanted to say that I think you're a real big jerk, and I don't really like you that much. And
okay.
You're probably my 11th favorite podcaster. Yeah, not very high up there, but, you know, kind of cool once in a while.
Thanks.
But hey, I wanted to know if you're coming to HoboCon. If you aren't, I think I'm going to have to go back to Oregon and go kick your ass if you're not coming to HoboCon. And
I'll
if
be
you
there.
Need a prank idea.
I should be there. I don't want to hear your prank idea. Your voicemail is long enough. I should be at HoboCon. That's very convenient that you live in Chicago now. Man, there's a lot of voicemails in here. I'm tired of playing voicemails. I think the show's over. I've had enough voicemails. Here, let me find a short one. I'll play one last voicemail. Here's one that's 14 seconds.
Ancient spirits of evil, transform this decay form to Mumra, the ever living! Ruprecht away!
Alright, thanks, Ruprecht. Whatever the fuck that was. Oh, wait, you know what? I have to play one more voicemail, because I just noticed this one from Olga.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
I have a joke for you.
I'm getting all flustered.
Can you believe it?
That's
anyway,
crazy.
Here's the joke. What phone company did Stephen Hawking use?
I don't know. What phone company does Stephen Hawking use?
T-Mobile.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, tell your King Richard to shut the fuck up. I don't know if you guys could understand her punchline, but it's T immobile. Get it? Because he's immobile? I mean, really immobile now because he's dead, but LOL, crippled people jokes, I guess. That's what it's come to for Olga, telling jokes about cripples. Thanks, Olga, for that. Thanks to the sponsors of today's show, the Swedish models Chris J, DeLorean J, Jamie F, and Tokius Pocus. You can support the show, too, by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. There's almost 200 hobosodes in there now to listen to. That's insane. Basically, the deal keeps getting better because it's the same price for the past 5 years, but every week there's more and more content. That's why it's totally not a huge ripoff, and you should sign up.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottles, no. I don't go to the go-cup places and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
No, I don't drink coffee. I don't even have a cup. I drink bottled water, so you need to back your facts up. I'm a diabetic, need to watch my sugar count. Coffee's not a beverage I drink when I'm driving about. I never drop litter in my whole damn life. If you see me sat in Starbucks, I'm content to use the Wi-Fi. I didn't see no secret camera hidden in the cacti. Andy Anderson is gonna fuck you up, wise guy. I don't drink coffee, it's not my drink of choice. I order spring water when I'm drinking with the boys. Caffeine is mean to me, there's nothing to enjoy.
Will you say your name again? Roy?
I'm recording this call on my answering machine. I assure you that it's working, though you didn't hear a beep. I'm gonna take this tape and fucking march it down the street. Knock on Andy's door and get a hair by the chief of Phoenix, please.
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cup out the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
But you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
No, I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. I don't have a cup. Bottled water is what I do.
Well, you can't throw the bottles out the window.
I don't throw the bottle, no. I don't go to the go-cup places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the go-cups out the window because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
Do you know who lives next to me? Andy Anderson.
Oh, shit.
He just retired as the deputy chief of police for the city of Phoenix. I'm going to give him this phone number and ask. I think you have ADD.
I bet you're the most annoying neighbor ever. Like, every little thing that happens to you. I'm going to get the deputy. He lives next door to me. We're good friends.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, I don't go to the local places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't have a go-cups at the window, because I don't have any.
You don't have any windows?
I'm a diabetic and I drink water.
Fuck yeah!
We've got our cacti on you. That's our new slogan.
Are you taking something? Are you on something?